So I'm here today with Dr. Linda Papadopoulos, the NSPCC's Helpline Ambassador, and today the charity is launching a report looking at calls to its free 24-hour helpline from people concerned about babies at risk from abuse. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
And Linda, we'd just like to start off by asking, just how many calls does the NSPCC helpline receive about babies, and why is this such a concern?
One in six calls received to the NSPCC helpline is about babies. And in fact, one in three of those calls is because of either drug abuse or alcoholism. Now, it's a big concern because perhaps even unlike older children, babies don't have a voice. We expect a baby to cry, we expect a baby to fidget. So it's not a very easy thing to pick up. They're vulnerable, but B, also that first year of life is really important in terms of forming, emotional connections. Are going to stay with you for the rest of your life. Those cognitive, establishing those really healthy cognitive pathways, again, that are very important. And if that's somehow interrupted due to abuse or neglect, could have very, very serious consequences in the future.
Thank you. And so what kind of people, who's calling about babies and what kind of concerns do they have?
Well, three quarters of the calls that we get at Helpline about babies come from the public, from neighbours who are concerned to hear babies crying or in distress. And I think this, to me, is the interesting thing, because it's hard for people to make a decision to call the NSPCC Helpline. They want to protect a child from harm. They don't want to take a child away from their parents. They don't want to get it wrong. But, what we found in our experience is that the vast majority of cases, people do get it right. And actually, it's in no one's interest to remove a child that's happy from their home. So in a lot of ways, it's often better to err on the side of caution.
And do we think that these figures are giving a true picture of the number of babies who are at risk?
Sadly, no. It's like anything in this area. It tends to be underreported. So we've analysed data from contacts made from the helpline from about 2010 in November to 2011 in October. But what we think is that, a lot of people may hear the crying, may see the abuse and think, well, it's none of my business. I'm not going to do anything about it, which is why we're speaking about it today. Pay attention. It is that old adage that it takes a village to raise a child. And I think if your instinct is telling you there's something wrong, there's a child, that cries, constantly, that looks neglected, that has bruises, that seems hungry, all of these things, then, the NSPCC helpline is there to help at least start the ball rolling and investigating.
That's brilliant. Thank you. And we'll come back to you for part two of our podcast in a moment.